On detail assignment from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I'm Paul McKellips with Agriculture News from Iraq. Kevin Wellington grew up in Montana, attended vet school at Oklahoma State University, worked at a feedlot in Kansas, and then settled in Alaska. But now U.S. Army Major Wellington finds himself in Iraq, focused on four key issues.
Right now, the focus will primarily be food animal improvement, dairy, and then sheep, and then there are some agriculture programs such as date palms.
And in the midst of ongoing security issues, one task remains critical to Iraq's recovery in the agriculture sector.
Primarily developing the infrastructure so that the farmers associations have a foundation to build on.
Does it look like we're making progress?
Absolutely. We've established the associations, helped them understand how they work, and then provided them with the knowledge and equipment to make them function.
Major Wellington's expertise with large animals will come into play with an aggressive new AI program that features 30 bulls just shipped into Iraq from Australia.
The artificial insemination program is focused at the dairy industry. It is just a primary focus to improve genetics and production within the dairy herds.
Now, we brought over 30 bulls from Australia. What breed were they and why Australia?
Breed, I believe, were primarily Holsteins, and just an easier route to get in, less constraints on import regulation.
Major Wellington is just one more example of American heroes making a difference a world away from home.
On behalf of all of those back in the United States, we sure appreciate your service out here and to bring great veterinarian practices to an emerging infrastructure here in Iraq. Major, thank you, sir.
Thank you, and you have a good day.
For the State Department's Public Affairs Go Team in Iraq, I'm Paul McKellips.